En estas elecciones haz que tu voz cuente. Lleva a tus familiares y amigos a las urnas para que también voten. Tu voto cuenta. No permitas que otros decidan por ti. Las urnas permanecerán abiertas hasta las 8 de la noche. Por favor, no olvides llevar tu identificación a las urnas, porque tu voto cuenta, porque tu voto es tu voz. Vota.
I accept your nomination.
Your vote. I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and a historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris! Yeah!
Welcome back to the 2024 Latino Public Radio Political Barbecue. My name is Dr. Larry Warner, and I'm glad to be joined by Carlos Lopez Estrada, and we have a special guest, Governor Dan McKee. Welcome, Governor. Among the opportunities to connect with and serve the community, I have the privilege of serving as chair of the Governor's Council on Behavioral Health. And so I was hoping that to kick off this segment, you could talk a little bit about what's happening, what your administration is accomplishing in the health space. I know that there were some bills that were recently signed into law, and things that you want to share as recent accomplishments.
Yeah, so working with the General Assembly, they had a real good ideas about helping and behavioral health, kind of running the gamut, right, from young people all the way through people who are in seniors, and so we've invested a tremendous amount of dollars in not only in the services. But also, in our schools, right? In our schools, where we're setting up, services that help our young kids transition, especially coming out of the COVID. We know that the mental health issue is an issue, and so we've been fortunate to raise a certain amount of wages across the board, which is going to be helpful as the providers provide the different services. So I think that all in, I'm not sure the dollar amount, but I know that we've put millions and millions of dollars since I've been governor to address mental health issues and the health issues in general, which carry over right to whether it's the nursing homes, right, that's health issues. Mm-hmm. We made sure that we restored a COLA for all the nursing homes in the state of Rhode Island. They haven't been done for probably 6 years, mm-hmm. which really put them at a significant disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So across the board, in the hospitals alone, we have put well over $100 million of funds that are going to hospitals today that weren't going before, that are structurally built into the budget.
So thank you for that investment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Governor, one of the things that I know is near and dear to your heart is education. In particular, you've been a leader in the charter school movement and the school choice movement. Can you update us on how that is going along for us in here in Rhode Island?
Well, the Merrill Academies you're talking about, we have four regions right now. We're tracking towards 8,000 kids in those schools. We don't need any more of those, and because we've really proved the point that young kids, regardless of the where they come from, regardless of how challenged they are, whether economically or whether that has to do with minority issues, we know that all these kids can learn. And so as a governor, I'm transferring that into an all-out strategy where we're talking about out-of-school strategies, but partnering in with Commissioner Infante Green, partnering in with our commissioner, higher ed commissioner, Shannon Gilkey. I have 38 out of 39 communities have signed compacts with me that we will meet or exceed Massachusetts levels on our reading and math scores by 2030. And now we have filtered in over $8 million of program money into their partners, like in Newport, for instance, the Boys and Girls Club. They got the superintendent, they got a local bank, Salva Regina, CCRI. These are teams that are developing all around the state and adding thousands and thousands of hours of new learning And then we'll be opening up over the next 16, 15, 18 months, 20 learning centers that will be focused on learning, on as well as on earnings, and as you know, for jobs and help. And that's going to be scattered all around the state. Everybody in the state of Rhode Island will be within a 20-minute drive of these facilities. So it'll be right in the communities. The last thing I would say that we've done that is now nationally recognized is our effort on the Learn 365 RI. And the last year we did an Attendance Matters effort, and we're up over close to 250,000 more school days this year through that partnership with everybody I just described. We got Mayor Lombardi doing robocalls in North Providence. We got videos going with leaders, whether it's United Way or whether it has to do in the hospitals or in the Senator Reid, Senator White House. So we want, this year we're going to do what we're going to call is Math Matters 365, which means that math is going to be a center along with the Attendance Matters, and next year we'll do Reading Matters. In the budget structurally, the General Assembly approved this year $5 million that's going to go into program money on these out-of-school strategies. So I'm very, very optimistic that we are going to achieve this one goal, which is a culture change that in every home, every day, learning matters, regardless where you live, right? Because these learning centers are going to be all over the state. Hoppington, Richmond have a partnership. Gloucester, Forster, Gloucester does. Newport, Middletown does. Three of them are going to be in Providence. They're all over the state. So what we want to do is that one theme, that every home, every day, learning matters.
That's great. And I appreciate that it's a multifaceted, multi-agency, multi-stakeholder approach, leveraging both our educational assets as well as out-of-school time assets and partners as well. One of the things that I anticipate this will help support and achieve is Rhode Islanders earning a living wage, yep, and good-paying jobs. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about your priority in the earning potential with Rhode Islanders.
People were going to hear more about what we're branding as the Road to Prosperity. And that Road to Prosperity, we've made a commitment that we're looking to raise incomes in every home in the state of Rhode Island and personal wealth. So we're investing in things that we currently have, you know, in our health care, our hospitals. You know, the wave maker is helping young people pay for some of their, their education pieces there. And not only that, we've got educators in it this year as well. But we are focused on making sure that we're doing everything we can to raise people's incomes. And so that what part of our strategy has been that we would use our monies to build things and put people to work, really focusing on the apprenticeships. Right now we got the state health lab is being built in downtown Providence, and there's about 200,000 square foot building. Mm-hmm. 80,000 for the state health lab. 120,000 is for wet lab space to support our life science hub that we put $45 million in with the speaker and the Senate president, and we've created a life science hub. We've got we have a cybersecurity school that we started at Rhode Island College that's going to complement that Hope Scholarship so that the juniors and seniors who are tracking to four-year degrees with a 2.5 CUM, the last dollars in will be covered with a junior and senior year. So what we're doing is focusing on investing, putting people to work at good paying jobs, and I'll just give you the result that we got on this thing. Second quarter GDP in Rhode Island, which always somewhat struggles, we're outpacing New England's average by 3-1. We're outraged. We're out distance in the national average by more than 2-1. And we have more people working in the state of Rhode Island than we've ever had. And our unemployment rate, on average, has been the lowest over the last 3 years in the history of the state of Rhode Island. So raising incomes, and the last thing I would say on that, there's four bonds that are on the ballot. One is to build a cybersecurity school at RIC under the leadership of former Congressman Langevin. The other one is to build a life science school at URI, which is about $160 million lift all in for both of those. We got a housing bond. We didn't talk about that. $120 million housing bond. $30 million of that I think I can be, I'll push towards first-time homeownership. Mm-hmm. So we're going to create homeownership for the to raise personal wealth, right? So there's going to be a major focus on home ownership. We also have a green bond that's going to help with some of the open space issues and some of the environmental issues that Senator Whitehouse earlier was talking about. And those are our main bonds that we are putting in: the housing bond, two for the colleges, and the third one is one for the environment. Mm.
No, Governor, thank you so much for your insight into all these programs that are affecting the lives of Rhode Islanders in all walks of life. It seems like you have a plan to elevate our community to a new level of learning, earning income, getting better paying jobs, and that's something that we as Rhode Islanders are thankful for under your leadership.
Well, Carlos, thank you. And it happens because we are a whole bunch of people, as you said, Doctor, before, we've got a whole group of people that are buying into our 2030 plan. We'll have our third edition, because it'll never be done. It'll be a third draft, because that always is changing as we do more and more things, whether it's the health things that you're talking about, the education, the jobs. You know, we've got a lot that we can really be very optimistic about in the state, and it's the Biden administration, our congressional delegation, that has really helped us immensely. But I think we have some really strong leadership across the board, our municipal leaders, a number of our nonprofits, as well as the as well as key people in our departments, running our departments. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Thank you, Governor, for that.
Yes.
Before we wrap this segment, we're in the midst of election season, and welcome your thoughts on a message that you would like to share with voters or people who are considering whether or not they should vote and participate this election cycle.
Yeah, well, I have a lot to do with our National Guard and the people who are defending our country, and they defend our country by an extreme amount of sacrifice so that we can have the freedoms to vote. So we should be out there voting. I happen to be partial to the Harris-Waltz ticket nationally. Governor Waltz is a personal friend of mine. He was more than generous with his comments when we welcomed him to Rhode Island when I introduced him the other day. And I think for Rhode Island, we know that those policies are translating into many of the positive things that I just was describing. So I think the main message is exercise your right to vote.
Awesome.
People are paying a large amount of sacrifice to defend this freedoms that we have and the democracy that we have. So go out and vote.
Absolutely. And democracy is based on our freedom to vote, and it's a foundational element of our freedoms in America. So thank you so much for that reminder. Governor McKee, thank you for joining us. Carlos,
thank you. Carlos, always good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Governor.
Right back
at you.
All right. Thank you for all the things you do.
Thank you so much.
LPR, porque tu voz es tu voto. No hay pretexto. Si quieres un cambio, tienes que votar. LPR te recuerda votar en estas elecciones primarias de Rhode Island. Haz que tu voz cuente. Acude hoy a las urnas y vota.